The tango. This music from Argentina emerged in the late 19th century. Today, it's played and enjoyed across the world. The instrument powering the tango resembles an accordion, but please, says musician and day-to-day contributor David Was, don't call it that. It's actually a bandoneon.
The bandoneon, a buttons and bellows squeeze box that is cousin to the concertina, is the voice and soul of tango music. And Astor Piazzolla is its Heifetz and Horowitz all rolled into one. Born in Argentina in 1921, but raised in New York City, Piazzolla was the perfect candidate to bring a modern sensibility to an instrument unfairly lumped in with the much maligned accordion. Rough Guide, a seminal British world music label, has collected 14 tracks from Piazzolla's catalog that provide a fine introduction to his wildly eclectic ways. From a collaboration with American jazzman Jerry Mulligan to solemn solo pieces to orchestral film scores, Piazzolla defies easy labeling. Like Erik Satie, he straddled the worlds of serious and popular music without losing his balance or identity. Such is the nature of tango itself. Like its northern cousin jazz, a hybrid of West African rhythms, European instrumentation, and the indigenous music of the Indian culture. It also shares with jazz its hothouse beginnings as the music of choice in the local brothels. Tango was sexual passion set to a beat, long before Madonna or George Michael had the novel notion. But Piazzolla's ears were also attuned to the work of Stravinsky and Bartok, and he caused near riots in 1953 by putting two bandoneons together on stage with a symphony orchestra. He won a scholarship with this work entitled Buenos Aires to study with famed educator Nadia Boulanger in Paris, who upon hearing him play his chosen instrument, urged him to stick with what he knew best. Instead of leaving his native music behind, he combined the passion of tango with the sophistication of jazz and classical music. Piazzolla inspired another generation of bandoneonists, most notably Dino Saluzzi, a fellow Argentinian. His daring work with the likes of bassist Charlie Hayden was perhaps a neater fit with a modern jazz aesthetic. I had the privilege of featuring his bandoneon on a Ricky Lee Jones album I produced in 1991. It was called Pop Pop, and I thought his work on The Ballad of the Sad Young Men was especially poignant. The bandoneon may have started the century humbly, as a cheap organ for the poorly endowed church, or as soundtrack to some furtive red light district groping. But it matured and ripened by the end of the millennium, and the tango itself is still alive and well in Paris, on Broadway, and around the world. Astor Piazzolla was its poet laureate, and one of the 20th century's great artists.
Music by Astor Piazzolla. Our reviewer David Was is one half of the musical duo Was Not Was and a contributing writer to this program.